Bamboo does not get much respect in Ghana. Farmers see it as a nuisance to be cleared from their land. Construction workers use it to prop up buildings under construction. But Kwabi Nadanso thinks bamboo is worth more than that. His company, Boomers International, has been making bicycle frames out of bamboo, sending them from the Ashanti region village of Apa to Germany, the Netherlands, Australia, and elsewhere.
It has so many opportunities for the country. Like us, we want to go into other, products, it's a great opportunity for us to revise and then get the people to know that there's great advantage of bamboo.
Danso takes young men from nearby villages and puts them to work sanding, gluing, and binding his bamboo frames. His company churns out about 50 of the frames per month and uses locally produced bamboo for the frames and cassava flour mixed with epoxy as one of the glues. Besides being a successful social enterprise, Danso says Boomers also serves as a source of livelihood for young men like foreman Abdul Razak. Without this job, Razak says he would still be living at home with his parents.
If this company it is not there, I don't know where I would be by now. Yeah, but because of that, I've got a job somewhere doing, and it helps me. It helps me a lot.
Danso has sold only a few of his frames within Ghana. One of his customers is Walter Kujoji, who purchased a bike earlier this year. Kujoji says his solid wood frame rarely escapes notice when he goes for rides around his neighborhood.
For example, on Saturday, I rode about 5 kilometers around my neighborhood, and everywhere I went, people were just looking at me, and you could just once in a while you hear the exclamation, "Hey, it's made out of bamboo. Hey, that's the bamboo bicycle." You know, and anytime I stop to take a breather, people come close to me and say, "Wow, we heard about this, but this is the first time we've seen it. Is it functional? Does it work?" I say, "Yeah, try it."
With his shop overwhelmed with orders, Danso says Boomers is poised for expansion. He hopes to get more of his frames riding around, not just on the streets of foreign countries, but on the roads of Ghana as well. Chris Stein for VOA News, Apa.